is a presentation. We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM right here in Cocoa, Florida. I checked my driver's license this morning. My name is still Bob Arthurs. I've got a business card in my wallet that says I'm still the pastor at Merritt Assembly of God. And we're glad that you are tuning in. We are privileged to pastor such a great church. And it's been a good summer. And thought that I would share with you. Today is September the 1st. That means two-thirds of 2016 is already in the history books. And, you know, a lot of times we think of things like soccer, you get a halftime, basketball, you get a halftime, football, you get a halftime. But in hockey, they have intermissions. They have a first intermission and a second intermission. And it's at that time they do the same thing, that they review how things are going, what adjustments they need to make in the final part of the hockey match. And so today I want to ask you to reflect on the past 8 months and see how this year is going for you. Have you grown in your faith? Have you grown in your knowledge of the Word? Have you grown in your spiritual giftings? Have you become more effective at work? Are you a better spouse than you were at the beginning of the year? Is your parenting skills getting better? Are you leading more souls to Jesus now than or could you lead more? Could you be better than you are right now is the actual question. And if you are like me, you are thankful for the victories that you've had, thankful for His mercy over your failures, and you are looking forward to a more productive latter part of the year than you are the first part of the year. And so I want to encourage you today, let's commit ourselves to the Word and to His Spirit and ask God to make us more productive in the last third of the year, and not to just wave our hands and wave a banner, but spiritual victories are about changing eternal destinies for people. And so that's coming up. Also coming up this weekend, and all of the guys who are listening, or a large number of the guys who are listening, are celebrating this because college football comes back this weekend. And that's always an exciting time. And a lot of schools will make sure that they take care of that threat of a perfect record out of the way. About, if all of the schools are playing this week, I'm not sure all of them are engaged, but somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose. But I always like college football season. So that's coming up this week. And we want to take you this morning to back to Isaiah, the 35th chapter. Isaiah, the 35th chapter. Want to give a shout out today to Teresi Auto Sales and Repair, 636-4910 there on Clear Lake Road, just a few blocks south of Dixon on the west side of the road. If you need an automobile or if you need one repaired, give them a call. Tell Joe and Michael over there that you heard about them on the Refresh Radio broadcast. So let's get back into Isaiah chapter 35. We've been talking about, you know, what God is able to do, changing the atmosphere, changing the climate, changing the fruitfulness, changing the condition, strengthening feeble hands or weak hands and feeble knees, changing fearful hearted to people of strength. And verse number 4 concludes, and it says this: Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. He will come and save you. And before I get into further reading, I want to ask you, what does God's deliverance look like to you? It is not just a one manifestation that is going to take place. It's not just salvation of our souls. You see, he is Savior and he is healer. And look at what it says in verse number 5. We're going to begin to read, and I'm going to show you that he comes to fight our spiritual battles for us, and when he does, it changes everything. It changes everything. Verse number 5, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped, and the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for water shall burst forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water, and the habitation of jackals, where each lay, there shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And so when God comes, he not only comes to deliver us from political oppression, he doesn't just come to deliver us from our bondage to sin. That's a tremendous, that is the greatest benefit. But he also comes to change and eliminate our limitations, the things that keep us from being as productive as we could be. And so one of the things that he says first is the eyes of the blind shall be opened. Over the last year and a half, I've become a lot more cognizant of just how important vision is. I know a person and their world has completely changed because of the diminished capabilities in their vision. Now, our youth and children's pastors, their team, were on mission assignment for 2 months, and while they were there, they got to pray with a little girl whose eyes would not see. They couldn't see. And they got to pray with her to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. They came back and said, Pastor Bob, you would not believe how many Assembly of God churches are in the area where we were ministering. There was just a multitude of Assembly of God churches. And so we're like, pray. Now listen, it wasn't just in a city. This was in a rural environment. You say, well, how many people live out there? I don't know, but I know this. It's a lot more challenging to get around in a rural environment than it is an urban environment. And so your churches might not be as large, but they would be strategically placed to impact as many people with the gospel of Jesus Christ as they can. And so I'm thankful today that God not only healed the blind here when Jesus walked the earth, but he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so my daughter was having a conversation recently. She has a chronic health issue, and she was discussing it at her new job that she got, praise God. And you know, we're very thankful that everybody in our family is employed and bills are being paid. It's a great thing. It's a challenging job, but she absolutely loves it. And she was talking to this person, and guess what? There is no natural cure for the chronic disease that she has at this point in time. There are some treatment options and things like that, but no natural cure. And she was testifying, or, you know, they were discussing this issue, and you know, the gentleman knew a little bit about it, and so he made a comment, and her response, you know, when he asked about this particular organ that wasn't functioning to maximum capacity, he said, so this organ isn't working, right? It's not producing what it should be producing. And her response was, not yet. And he said, what? And she said, well, I have a promise from God that it's going to work. And that struck this person. This is a Christian. And he said, most of the time things like that don't hit me. But that just really, really struck me. And you see, I want you to have faith in God today. Faith begins to call those things that are not as though they are, because the promise of God. It's not a mental faculty. We're going to be talking this last week or this weekend on Labor Day about how believers are to walk. And this is going to be the culmination of this series that I have been doing through most of the summer. By the way, just a couple of more announcements. On September the 11th, we're going to begin. It's going to be the first weekend of a two-weekend giveaway. And that is if your kids need shoes, we want to make sure. You know, I don't know if you grew up in the time where people had said, yeah, I had to walk barefoot. I had to walk to school barefoot in the snow uphill each way. I want you to know that that is possible, by the way. If you have to go up a hill and down a hill en route to school, then you could literally walk uphill both ways. But I did have family members that grew up and they did not have the school shoes. They grew up in a time where World War was going on and, you know, World War One, and they would tell the stories of how they would deal with worn out shoes. They would take cardboard and put it in there and that would be the sole of their shoe. And until they just couldn't afford them anymore. So if your kids could use a new pair of shoes, they need to be at our kids program, which starts at 10:30 on Sunday, September the 11th. We're going to measure their feet. We're going to identify if they're a boy or a girl. We still believe in that. And then we're going to go out and we're going to pick some shoes up. And September the 18th, they come. We're going to have a great combined service. Our kids will be in our adult service with us. It's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal service. And we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to tell about Jesus, talk about Jesus, challenge people to live for Jesus. And all of the kids who are there will walk away with a pair of brand new school shoes. So that's coming up. And so just wanted to share that with you. Let's get back to the word. God says, I will open blinded eyes. I will open blinded eyes. And I'm so thankful. You see, it doesn't matter whether it's macular degeneration, whether it's an eye that's never seen, whether it is a retina that has become detached, or God is able to heal. Now, thank God that medical personnel have developed skills and techniques that help to accomplish all of that. And I say to God be the glory. To God be the glory. Somebody, someplace had to have the idea that said, I wonder if there is something that we can do to remedy this situation. You know, even if you think about cataracts and the surgery that takes place, who would have ever thought of doing that? You know, and so I'm thankful for eyes that see, and I'm praying that you and I have eyes to see clearly, not just the natural beauty of the environment that but we will have eyes to behold the Lord in his beauty. The ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. There is a direct correlation between your ability to hear and your ability to speak. Your ability to hear and your ability, and again, there has been technological breakthrough that's in that area. You know, thank God that we can hear. But I'll tell you, at Merit Assembly of God, we have had instances where people would come up and say, Pastor, would you pray for me? Because I can't hear out of this ear at all. And we'd pray, and all of a sudden the ear would open up and they would be able to hear again. And so We believe that God does that. I believe that he wants us to hear the word of God. There are so many different options, technological options that are available to us to avail ourselves of the opportunity to hear God's word. I think that we need to utilize as many as are necessary for our faith to be built up. God wants you to hear. The scripture says, let him who has ears to hear, let him hear. Those ears are not there as eyeglass holders. Those ears are there to cause you or to be able to process the signals and the input and the message of love that God has for you and I. So he wants the ears. Then the lame shall leap like a deer. I believe that God gave us our legs for a function, and that was to cause us to be able to mobilize. And again, you'll hear me say this, thank God that men have developed abilities for us to be able to get around. I have a family member who is missing a leg, and they are able to function and get around, and it's not without its challenges, but it's not as good as what they had before at one point in their time when they had both legs and were able to function. Can we do something just right now? You know, and it talks about here in the tongue of the dumb saying where God restores our ability to speak. Rather than waiting until something comes under attack, could we just take a moment right now and thank God for the areas of our life that are functioning the way that they were designed to function? The enemy is the one that comes to steal and kill and destroy. He tries to destroy spiritually. He tries to destroy financially and relationally, and he tries to destroy functionally. So could we just use our breath right now on this Thursday and begin to praise God for those things that are functioning properly? Father, I want to thank you right now. I want to thank you that you are the designer, the architect, the constructor of our bodies. And Lord, we just want to thank you that you do all things well. I pray today, oh God, I pray for those who are experiencing physical challenges, whether it's heart problems or back problems, liver problems, gallbladder problems, urology issues, God, whatever they might be, Lord, whether it's cancer or spinal issues or a brain tumor, whatever it might be, I pray for them right now in Jesus' name that you would touch and you would heal and restore. I want to thank you today right now for those areas in my body that are functioning exactly the way that you designed them to. Lord, this body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I pray that it would be sound in construction. I pray that it would be sound in power, sound in being able to accomplish the things that you want it to accomplish. I pray that our bodies would be a testimony to the sustaining power of God. I praise you, God. I thank you. I thank you for ears that work, eyes that work, mouths that work. I thank you for legs that work, hearts that work, every organ that works, God. I thank you for sound muscles and sound bones. Lord, we just give you the glory and the praise. I thank you for hands that work right now. Lord, I thank you that that the name of Jesus trumps arthritis in Jesus' name. And I just pray, God, that you would come, not only to save from the oppressor, but God, that you would come and save from physical assaults and physical attacks in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want you to know that this is not just a radio thing that we preach. We have a family in our church, and they've got a relative had just two very, very challenging years physically. And some of the issues that they deal with are mentioned here in the passage that we just read. But they are continuing to pray that God is going to restore that which the devil has stolen. And I will tell you this, if you are battling one of these physical limitations, don't allow the devil to steal your joy in because of those limitations. The brother that I'm talking about faces tremendous physical challenges, but he is a redeemed child of God. He is still functioning to the best of his ability as a child of God. He is a testimony to the people throughout the region of the country he lives in. He is a gift from God to the body of Christ, and he is not going around in bitterness. He is going around and he is being a blessing, even though he faces challenges that would overwhelm many. And so I want to encourage you today. that God is Lord over your body. It says the water shall burst forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. And it begins to talk about that there would be wild animals that would live there. It would be a productive place, all because God comes to change the environment. And so for the past few days, we've been talking about this. Don't settle. I'll say that again. Don't settle for barrenness, spiritual barrenness, when God wants you to be spiritually productive. And so say, God, come and change my atmosphere. Change me. I don't know about you, but if there's going to be a pool in the water in the desert, I want it to be real, real close to me. If there's going to be a river, if there's going to be a stream, I want it to be close to me. Our missionaries that came back, they talked about how long a walk it was to get the very essentials of life that they needed, and they had to make that trip both directions on foot twice a day. And so God is able to do great and mighty things. Verse number 8 begins a different topic here in this. It is because God is changing the atmosphere. And it says, a highway shall be there and a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. Now, if you are traveling through what has been a desert region, I was, as a teenager, my first missions trip was out to Arizona. And I was only 17, or I guess I just turned 18 at the time. And I remember we were traveling through this stretch of desert, and there was a sign that said this: no gas for the next 72 miles. I still remember the sign: no gas for the next 72 miles. And so you wanted to make sure that if you were traveling through the desert, you were equipped to get all the way through. You wanted to get through it as quickly as possible. Crazy things about deserts: they get extremely hot during the day and extremely cold during the night. You have to be prepared for every different climatological or atmospheric condition that you can imagine. You've got to pack in such a way that you can still navigate through the heat, and you've got to also pack sufficiently enough that you can be warm during the night. And you don't really want to travel through a desert. If you can travel around it, you would prefer to do that. But because God is changing the condition of this region where it is no longer going to be a barren place, he says there is going to be a highway there. It says that specifically. A highway shall be there. Where? It's the highway is where everything has been transformed from something ugly and challenging to something beautiful and fruitful. I talked to a person a few weeks ago, and I, to be honest with you, I was a little bit jealous because they talked about how they were on vacation. This is not a retired person, but they took a family vacation and they were gone for almost a month. And I was like, wow. You know, first of all, you probably didn't want to come back to work after that. No, I was ready. But they were gone, and they told me what they did. There was this long road trip that was a part of their journey, and I said, and I've taken a lot of road trips, and so my idea of road trips and their idea of road trips were entirely different. I said, why would you do that? And they said, well, you know, it was a beautiful part of the country, and I'd never done it before, and we wanted to do it, and I'm so glad that we did. And when you are traveling through a region that is experiencing the blessing and the favor of God, the highway is so that people can get there. See, there's a lot of people who are, when they're taking a trip, they have the mindset that I have had most of my time because of limited vacation availability, and that is this: I want to get to my destination as quickly as possible. I you know, and so it would affect the restaurants I chose to eat at, and affect how long we stayed at rest areas and stuff like that. And so, but when you are traveling through a beautiful place, you don't want to have to just be rushing through it. You want to be able to enjoy the journey. And God says, I'm going to have a road there because I want it to be accessible to people. I want them to be able to get to the place that I am transforming. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow, but can I ask you a question today? How much beauty is God bringing into your life right now? Because I can guarantee you he wants to transform you. He says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So I know that God wants to transform me and he wants to transform you. It also says that God wants to take us from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from strength to strength. He wants to make you a beautiful testament. And if we listen, if we will allow God to have his perfect work in us, he will make sure that there is a road that people can use to get to the place where they can see the beautiful, majestic handiwork that God has demonstrated in our lives. Because what he's done for me and what he does for you, he wants to do for others as well. A highway shall be there and a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. God didn't save you so that you could stay in your dungeon of sin. He didn't save you so that you could be still bound with the same things you were bound. He didn't set you free so you could go right back to the trip or to the trap that you were in before. This morning, as I was preparing to come over here, I was thinking of the monkey trap. A monkey trap is a situation, it's a trap where a monkey can slip his hand through because there's something in there that he wants, a piece of fruit or a toy or whatever. And once he grabs hold of it, he forms a fist and his hand will not come out of the hole. And the reality is he could get loose from that trap any time that he wanted, as long as he was willing to let go of that which he had hold of. The problem is most monkeys don't realize that. Today I want to ask you, is there something that the devil has enticed you with and you've got a hold of it, but it's actually got a hold of you? Today God wants to set you free from that. Would you let go of that so that God could give you something beautiful to behold? God bless you. I pray that you have a wonderful day, a wonderful Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio broadcast. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.